Today is Thursday, the 2nd of July, in the 13th week of Ordinary Time. Saviour of my soul, this day keep me whole. As you listen to this song by Keith Duke, can you join in this prayer? Can you present yourself now to the one who forgives all our failings and shortcomings, who has given himself freely for our sake, and trust yourself entirely to his mercy? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
And after getting into a boat, Jesus crossed the water and came to his own town. And just then, some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven." Then some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." And he stood up and went to his home. When the crowd saw it, they were filled with awe, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to human beings.
In today's Gospel, Jesus relieves a man not just of his physical ailments, but first of the burden of the past, with simple but powerful words. "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Do you still carry the weight of past mistakes and sin? feeling unforgiven can be like paralysis. When things can't be put right, we can feel trapped, unable to move on. The future is closed. We can't grow or walk free. Do you feel like that? Or can you remember a time when you did? As you hear the story one more time, imagine yourself lying on that bed, unable to move, trapped in your past. Hear Jesus utter words of forgiveness with a gentle voice. And let him show his power to forgive by saying, "Stand up and walk."
And after getting into a boat, Jesus crossed the water and came to his own town. And just then, some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Then some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." And he stood up and went to his home. When the crowd saw it, they were filled with awe, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to human beings.
The gift of true forgiveness is always a doorway into deeper love. Maybe you want to express something of that now to the Lord. Or just stay in silence with Jesus standing in front of you, looking on you with great love and tenderness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.